Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Tom Carey. Batting second. The right fielder, Eddie Silber. Batting third. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tony Giuliani. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Red Barkley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Kimberlin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Harry Kimberlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Merv Connors. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Silber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley strikes out. Two outs. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 1 in the game. Silber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Connors fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clift. Lyons moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Kimberlin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kimberlin. Lyons scores. Hayes goes all the way around to score. Krivic moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kimberlin, and towards Carey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Clift reaches second base with a double. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giuliani hits a fly ball towards right. Walker catches it and throws to first to double up Allen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0 for 1 in the game. Connors hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 0 for 1 in the game. Barkley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Kimberlin bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Hayes covering, double play. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Silver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Giuliani and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barkley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 0 for 2 in the game. Silber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Silber moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Silber scores. Bell moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Giuliani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giuliani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Giuliani hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 0-for-2 in the game. Connors hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonura moves to third. Connors moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Kimberlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimberlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Kimberlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Silber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Silber hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Kimberlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Krivic moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Merv Connors is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connors is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Connors hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a line drive into right field. Silver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Hoffman pinch hits for Tony Giuliani. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barkley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barkley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barkley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West pinch hits for Harry Kimberlin. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.